With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The roughly 21,000-acre Copper King fire continues to burn 8 miles outside of Thompson Falls. Officials will hold a community meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at the Sanders County Fairgrounds Pavilion in Plains. Currently, 45 residences have been evacuated, and 130 have been notified that if the fire changes, they should be ready to leave. Officials expected minimal fire activity today due to lighter winds and higher relative humidity. The 80-acre Birney Creek fire near Lakeside was reported 70% contained as of this morning, but lots of unburned fuel remains in the perimeter. Firefighters have been chasing down spot fires fueled by high winds over the past couple days. Cool temperatures and decreased winds helped slow the fire's activity last night. Though fire activity has been moderate, about 75 homes are within a half a mile of the fire, and Public Information Officer Ali Ulwilling says it's not too late for homeowners to take action to secure their property.
Between cleaning out your gutters, making sure your roof is clear of any needles and leaf debris, maintaining a 3 to 5 foot non-combustible perimeter around your home and all attachments. You want to slow any progress of the fire both vertically and horizontally, so you're creating space between those fuels.
No structures have been lost in that fire. The nearly 7,000-acre Berry Fire in Wyoming has caused Yellowstone National Park to close their southern entrance. That fire was reported 2 days ago and has caused Highway 89 to close at Leakes Marina Road all the way up to the park's entrance. Yellowstone National Park and Grand Teton National Park are coordinating management with crews in Wyoming. I'm Cole Grant.